Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Rain, go away. Well, I guess it doesn't matter if you got a Brewers game at home. The roof likely to be closed tonight. It was open for a while yesterday. Beautiful day as the Brewers drop one to the Rays. Their first loss of the season. Milwaukee now 3-1 to begin the season. We go all things Brewers with Brewers.com writer Adam McAlvey at 12:40-ish every Tuesday during the season. Hi, Adam.
Hello, guys.
Before we get to Brandon Woodruff and the start, can we first start with the news that's not yet been made official by the Milwaukee Brewers? Are we cool to report on this and discuss the Cooper Pratt deal?
Coop.
8 years, $50.75 million, according to Bob Nightingale. He was the first to report it. For a guy, Cooper Pratt, 21 years old, who played at AA last year. He has not sniffed the major leagues yet in his career.
This is Jackson Churio Part 2. If you think about Jackson Churio's deal, it was 8 years plus two club options. And, you know, that was for $80-plus million. Cooper Pratt is a couple years older than Jackson Churio was at that time, which is crazy. But it's a similar type, you know, commitment. And, look, it's a trade-off for both sides. It's the team, obviously, $50.75 million is no chump change for a player who's not stepped foot in the big leagues and really has, you know, a couple of days in AAA at this point. From the player's point of view, it's the risk of leaving a whole lot of millions on the table if he turns out to be, you know, a great player like Jackson Churio is looking so far. And that's the trade-off. You get security in exchange for potential future earnings. So I know the agents don't always love these deals. Freddie Peralta's agent did not like when he signed with the Brewers way back when to a long-term deal that turned out to be an absolute steal for the Brewers for all those years. But look, the player gets to decide what he wants to do, and Cooper Pratt gets $50.75 million. What would you do with $51 million when you were 21 years old?
Yeah, that's a lot of snacks. I could buy a lot of snacks.
Put some in the bank, Coop.
Nice
put
car.
Some in the bank. So what does this
all do? He's a really, really sharp kid, and it wouldn't surprise me if he puts a lot of it in the bank. I heard a cool thing just on the side talking to some of the coaches yesterday, that he's one of those glue guys in the clubhouse. And look, it's hard. He's at two big league camps, but he's 21 years old. He had the very corner locker right in the walkway towards the weight room and the training facilities. So he was kind of tucked in the corner of the clubhouse. And you know, when you're not on the 40-man roster, you're sort of like kind of seen and not heard often. But I heard that he's one of the glue guys and that he was trying to learn Spanish, for example, so he could better communicate with some of the young Latin American players who are still working on their English. So that's like a little, look, that's a little thing. It doesn't mean he's going to be an all-star baseball player, but it's the kind of thing that the Brewers really love in the guys that they want to commit to. So I thought that was a neat little tidbit I heard yesterday.
So you mentioned Jackson Churio's deal, and now we've got another one. I know it's two, but maybe it's a trend. What does it ultimately say about the Brewers and their thoughts? I mean, it seems like they're paying talent before they even truly know what's going to happen, though they're hoping, they're thinking, they're believing that this guy can be big.
Yeah, it's searching for that new way of doing things because you're not going to be the team that signs, you know, say a Kyle Tucker, the outfielder for the Cubs. He went to the Dodgers on this kind of short-term, huge dollar deal he's going to make. Greg, you'll have to do a quick Google to find his annual salary, you know, $50 million a year or something like that. The Brewers are putting, you know, the trust in these young prospects that they see as part of the future early on when they come at a price that if they turn out to be the type of player the Brewers believe they will be, that's a price you could not get them at 5 years from now. So, look, Bryce Terang is a good example. Surely there were talks between the Brewers and Bryce Terang when it became clear what sort of a defensive player he was and the bat started to come around. But that hasn't come to fruition. Now Bryce Terang is at the point where he's starting at second base in the World Baseball Classic, and is kind of a bona fide dude. And as he, you know, pushes towards through his arbitration years and towards free agency, the odds of the Brewers being able to strike a long-term deal with Bryce Turang are getting very, very slim. So, you know, if you're a team like Milwaukee in one of the smaller markets, the economics are what they are in baseball right now. You have to find different kind of ways to lock up talent. And that means taking a risk on guys early in their career. And there is certainly risk in that. You know, if Cooper Pratt turns out not to hit, and he's a really looks like a really nice player, does all a great defender, that is major league ready right now. But if he doesn't develop with the bat, you put $50 million in an asset that's not going to pay off. So there's risk involved for both sides for sure. But from the Brewers' point of view, this is what they need to do to compete in a small market and you know, lock up some of these young, talented players.
They pay players before they become the big thing. Meanwhile, the Dodgers pay for the big thing. Kyle Tucker's contract, 4 years, $240 million for a guy who was benched during the NLDS last year as the Cubs lost to the Brewers. So
And let me just throw in there, if someone wants to do a fun exercise, compare Jackson Churio numbers and Kyle Tucker numbers. Now, Kyle Tucker is a really great player, and this is not to take anything away, but it shows you sort of kind of a different way to lock up a talented player. And the other thing for Cooper Pratt is this starts the clock moving. He'll go on the 40-man roster, and it kind of accelerates his path to the big leagues. That's what it did for Jackson Churio, and that's what it could do for Cooper Pratt.
Okay, Adam. I'm seeing these pictures on social media, the new alternate uniforms. Are these legit? Because if so, the fact, I think it's really interesting. You hear people say Wisco for Wisconsin, but, you know, it's the Milwaukee Brewers. We also just recently heard all the talk about this is the state's team. So if this ends up being those City Connect jerseys, that could be interesting. It's kind of a turn from tradition. What do you know?
Yeah, look, we had this debate in the press box yesterday because there are people that have lived in Wisconsin for a long time and haven't heard Wisco. I definitely have heard Wisco. I think I've used Wisco here and there.
Oh, have you?
I've certainly walked down State Street and seen people in those red Wisco or Scani sweatshirts. Those are kind of the two that I remember seeing when I'm in Madison. So, you know, these leaks are usually legit. And if that is what the Brewers are doing, a nod to the state, it is different. And that's the point of these City Connects. And look, when you look on social media, everybody hates these. When you look on social media, whenever any alternate jersey uniform is released, everybody hates them.
They're always debate.
They're meant to shock.
I think the colors are great. Like, they've got this bright orange on the blue, and it's not that baby blue before. I mean, they're sharp looking, but the Wisco, to your point, I've heard it many times. I've never personally said it myself.
Yeah, maybe I've said it once or twice to like a coworker, Wisco, or got in a thing from the airport, one of those stands where sometimes I'll get some koozies if I'm going to cover a playoff series, and I'll bring koozies for all my coworkers. So if we go out for a post-game beverage, everybody can have a Wisco koozie or something like that. The other thing I was going to say about these is we're seeing the front of the jersey. And what you know with City Connects is there's always other little surprises, like on the sleeves. We haven't seen the caps. So there's more, I'm guessing, when these things get released. And I don't know exactly when they get released, but the timing is right on this leak because it's every 3 years that the deal with Nike allows teams to debut a new alternate jersey. So I don't think the old ones, I don't know what happens with the old ones. If they go completely away, if you can still get it in the team store, because those Brew Crew baby blues were incredibly popular. And when you travel on the road, I think fans who've been at road games will attest to this. That's like as common as any Brewers jersey that you see when they're on the road. Those City Connects turned out, the original City Connects from 2022 turned out to be really popular.
Well, don't imagine Brandon Woodruff will be wearing the City Connect tonight, but he will be on the mound making his season debut. Woody avoiding an IL stint here going against the Rays tonight as their tour against American League teams continues here to start the season. Adam McAlvey will be at the game tonight. He covers the Brewers for Brewers.com. Check out his work. Always incredible work done by Adam. We talk to him every Tuesday here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Bye, guys.
He's a bona fide dude.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
I'm
really hoping for good things for Woodruff tonight, too. I mean, he had that shoulder surgery in 23, missed all of 2024, missed half of last year, had 12 starts. Then he was shut down right before the postseason. There was thought he'd start on the injured list this year. He wanted to avoid it. He said he felt healthy enough. He knows he doesn't have the same fastball. We'll see. I am hopeful for him. He is one of the true good guys in that Brewers clubhouse.
Fingers crossed.
Brewers baseball tonight at 6:05.